Did you know that the sun's magnetic field declines and actually reverses its polarity every 11 years? And did you know that geologists have discovered that our planet does the same thing? However, the Earth's magnetic poles reverse their geographic locations every 300,000 years or so. And the last time it happened was 780,000 years ago. Now, there have been hundreds of these magnetic reversals during the last 70 million years. The data from the last reversal indicates that it only takes about 1,000 years or less for the field to completely vanish and then rebuild itself in the new polarity phase. The time between Earth's magnetic cycles seems to be slowly increasing, and geologists think this is because the core of the Earth is actually cooling and the currents are flowing more sluggishly as Earth ages. Now, the good news is that the magnetic pole reversals have no effect on the rotational poles of a star or planet, and there's no evidence in the fossil record of enhanced mutations or extinctions timed with these reversals. The bad news is that the dazzling auroras and beautiful curtains of light we admire in the Arctic and Antarctic regions will disappear for a few centuries and probably be replaced with colorful diffuse glows of light spanning the night sky. I'm Troy Klein, and in today's podcast, we'll be hearing from Dr. Sten Odenwald, the chief author and editor of the Sun Earth Day Technology Through Time series. In this episode, Sten is going to share more amazing magnetic facts. So without any further delay, here's Sten.
I had a lot of fun writing this essay because, magnetism is the force that everybody talks about, but nobody does anything about it. It's amazing. It's like the second force that we've known about, really the longest. I mean, we've known about magnetism for thousands of years. And it's really only been in the last, about the last 200 years that we've actually figured out how it works and can do really neat things with it. It has a lot of strange properties that are very different from gravity. I tried to capture at least five or six of these peculiar things in the essay, sort of highlighting, sort of the top five or the top 10. One of the strangest, of course, is that it has a polarity. It has a north or a south pole to it. And you never find north and south poles by themselves off in the universe. They always come in pairs. It's kind of fun because, when you look at the surface of the sun and you try to map out where the north and south poles are, sometimes you find a lot more south than you do north. And that's because sometimes the south is spread out so wide that you can't really detect it properly. So you miss all of the matching poles. That happens quite a bit. But the physicists actually have been spending a lot of time looking for these things called monopoles, where you only have a north-type pole. Some theories propose them to be fundamental particles. But modern theories of cosmology that involve inflation say that, if any of these theories are correct, you're only going to have one of those literally in the region of space you can see out to the most distant galaxy. So it's unlikely that it's going to be anywhere near the Earth. Theories are kind of interesting, but when it really comes down to it, magnetism is still one of the most common forces that we have experience with. We find it in many different places. We find it in the sun, we find it in the Earth. We can manufacture magnetic fields very easily. We can make them do things like pick up junk cars in junkyards, or with the Large Hadron Collider in CERN, which is just starting its operations, we can actually use them to steer fundamental particles to crash into each other to look for new physics. So magnetism is really cool, and this essay, I hope, captures at least some of the highlights of the coolness of this force. Another really interesting thing about magnetic fields is that all magnetic fields are produced by moving charged particles. You might not be able to see where those particles are, but they're there. They can either be electrons spinning around inside of atoms, which produce the magnetic field and added together produce the magnetic field that you use in kitchen magnets, or if you have a current flowing through a wire, that current of charged particles will produce a magnetic field too. The really interesting thing about it is, though, is that if you were moving with these charged particles, the magnetic field would completely disappear if you were moving exactly in step with the charged particles. So magnetic fields are kind of malleable. They're not fixed things. They can be changed depending on whether you're moving or standing still. And so that's sort of the second really curious thing about them.
I'd like to thank Dr. Odenwald for sharing his time with us today. And you can read more about this topic in the Technology Through Time section on the SunEarth Day website. You can also share your questions, thoughts, and comments with Stan on the SunEarth Day Facebook and Twitter page or by sending an email to sunearthday@gmail.com. For all other details about the SunEarth Day program, including information about our past SunEarth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. Now, while there, don't forget to register in order to receive your free SunEarth Day updates.
This is Troy Klein signing off.